In the pre-pandemic days of 2019, some 30 million people around the world took a cruise. Common sense tells us that when large numbers of people congregate in tight cruise ship quarters, the climate is ripe for the spread of many diseases. This proved to be the case in early 2020 when several Princess cruises suffered major COVID-19 outbreaks, resulting in quarantine, sickness, and death. On March 13, 2020, the Cruise Lines International Association announced that its members would voluntarily suspend cruise ship operations. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention quickly issued a no-sail order and warned all travelers to defer cruise travel worldwide. But by the summer and early fall of 2021, cruising had picked up its pace, especially outside the U.S. The CDC, which has authority only over operations in U.S. waterways and ports, loosened its still strict sailing orders. So, is it safe now to take a cruise? I talked with Dr. David Friedman, Professor Emeritus of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, to find out more. Dr. Friedman is editor of the Textbook of Travel Medicine. He is the developer of a worldwide network of travel medicine clinics. Welcome, Dr. Friedman.
Hi, pleasure to be with you today.
In a nutshell, would you summarize the conditions under which CDC says it's okay for cruise ships to set sail?
So there is a limit right now, 7 days to the duration of the cruise. Vaccination is a big requirement. And basically, all the ships are setting sail with 100% vaccinated passengers and crew. After the summer, there are no children on cruises anymore under 12 because they can't be vaccinated at this point in time. The other requirements are certain capacity requirements, masking under certain conditions on the ship, especially in crowded areas, limitations on destinations where they can do shore excursions. And sometimes there are no shore excursions, they're just cruises to nowhere. And then the other thing is the testing. In general, passengers need to have a test 2 to 3 days before they get on the ship. They are generally tested once during the cruise, and then they have to be tested again prior to getting off the ship.
Now, does the CDC actually inspect cruise ships which are departing or landing at U.S. ports?
No. What they have is a color status system, and depending on the report that the ships, that sail out of U.S. ports have to submit a COVID report several times a week, talking about how many tests they did and how many positive tests they had, et cetera. So according to a formula, the CDC will classify the ship as, you know, green or orange or red. So many cases over a so many day period will prompt a CDC investigation, and the ship cannot sail again until that investigation takes place.
And what about cruise ships which operate in other countries? Who regulates them?
It's all over the place. Every country has its own agency. So if you fly to Barcelona to pick up your cruise and that particular ship never calls at the U.S., it's a, say, Mediterranean-only ship, then U.S. guidelines would not apply.
You said that many cruise lines, maybe all of them, now require passengers and crew to be vaccinated. Should cruisers feel safe if they confine their travels to those kinds of ships, the fully vaccinated ones?
I think they should feel confident and almost 100% safe. One of the big problems is the crew more so than the passengers. The crews often move from ship to ship. The other issue is oftentimes the crews, which are, you know, predominantly international and global in nature, they may have been vaccinated with a foreign vaccine, with a Chinese or a Russian vaccine, and that they're not necessarily vaccinated with one of the vaccines that are available here or an FDA vaccine.
You're a passenger, and once you get on board, what precautions might a passenger see that they haven't seen in the past? And also, what extra precautions should they take?
For passengers, it's the same common sense rules that they would follow here. Spacing, even if you're vaccinated, especially indoors, you know, adhere to the spacing rules. Wear masks indoors. Don't touch other people. And avoid crowds. The other things that people might see besides for, you know, a lot of cleaning and scrubbing and everything like that, buffets are back on some of the ships, but you have to stand back from the buffet. There's usually a railing or a rope, and you have to stand 3 feet back from the buffet, and there are servers standing on the other side of the buffet, and you tell them, you know, put this on my plate, put that on my plate. There's going to be more capacity guidelines, even in the outdoor areas. For ships that do have unvaccinated people, there's going to be certain parts of the ship that are just off limits to unvaccinated people.
Okay.
The other thing I think you're going to see that's different is you're going to see testing. There's a COVID testing place, very prominent, and you're going to have to go there at least once during your trip. The other thing that's important to know that's different is that they do have minimum isolation rooms, quarantine rooms, and places to look after ill people to segregate them from the rest of the ship, you know, COVID cabins. If you have a positive test while you're on board, you're off. The next time they hit port, they're taking you off the ship and arranging for you to get home. Your cruise is over, even if you're asymptomatic and you test positive.
Does the emergence of the Delta variant and other variants affect the safety of cruises? In other words, who shouldn't take a cruise during the pandemic?
There's a definitive age cutoff now as of a few weeks ago from the CDC. I mean, CDC says nobody over the age of 65 should be on a cruise, whether it's domestic or international. And same thing for immunocompromised.
Now, to come full circle, how safe do you think it is to take a cruise in 2021? And would you take one, by the way?
Well, I'm 65. I'm biased as an infectious disease specialist. I've never been a fan of cruises because of, you know, potential for things like norovirus and just influenza. At this point in time, even if I was a big cruiser, I would probably be quite reluctant. With Delta, Delta's a whole new ballgame, and we just don't know as much about the characteristics as we thought we knew, say, a year ago last summer with the earlier variant.
In closing, would you like to add anything else about the challenges of making cruising safe?
I think cruising will be back. I think the cruise lines have learned a lot about what they need to do in terms of, you know, requiring things like vaccination and sanitation and spacing. And I think a lot of the older ships are going to need to be redesigned. I think a lot of the older ships are just not compatible. I think it's going to affect the design and the cruise experience pretty quickly as we cope with a new world.
Well, thanks very much to travel medicine expert, Dr. David Friedman. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.